Your weekly cinema listings rundown from The Nolan Show.
We were a joke out there.
I guess fashion's changed.
Meet the biggest supermodel in the whole world is all.
Are you like a male model or a female model?
All is all.
The much-awaited Zoolander sequel is in cinemas now. Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson return as the idiotic male models trying to save the world. Or at least, the beautiful people.
Oops.
Derek Zoolander, I'm with Interpol. I need your help.
She's hot. I trust her.
Zoolander 2 rated 12A in your cinemas now. In cinemas on Friday the 19th of February is 999.
Call just went out. 2.5 minutes.
A gang of criminals and corrupt cops plan their biggest heist yet.
3 days, unless you hear from me different.
The crash and bash. Four-man team.
First time being robbed. No fun, right?
Major crimes will be heading up investigation. Jake Belmont, fair with Chris.
Hey, sir, can we talk about this?
Starring Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad, Casey Affleck, and Kate Winslet. 999 is rated 15s.
We are not finished, Michael.
This wasn't the deal.
I had to convince my sister to spare you.
There's another job. She said she'd kill every last one of us if we don't get this thing.
Poor man, crew. He's that poor guy.
We got a way to make this happen.
We could pull a 999.
999? What is that?
That means the cop's been killed. Every cop in the city runs toward that call.
Kung Fu Panda 3 stars Angelina Jolie and Jack Black. It's rated PG and in your cinemas now.
My attacker will never suspect backwards kung fu. Ha, ya, woo, ha, ha, block. Ooh, yeah, woo, ha, ya! Now, finally, I end battle with a respectful backwards bow.
When Po's long-lost panda father suddenly reappears, the reunited duo travels to a secret panda paradise to meet scores of new panda characters.
Who are you?
I'm Lee Shan. I'm looking for my son.
You lost your son?
Yes. Many years ago.
I lost my father.
I'm very sorry.
Thank you.
Well, good luck to you.
You too. I hope you find your son.
And I hope you find your father.
That's Kung Fu Panda 3 in cinemas now. Next up, In the Finest Hours.
Miriam's scared of the water. I don't know how she's going to date a guy in the Coast Guard.
You know, we all get scared out there.
I'm not afraid of the water, Bernie.
It scares me at night, that's all.
You can't see what's underneath.
Just more water.
Station Chatham, you copy? I repeat, conditions hazardous.
We've got an 18-foot fracture in our hull. How do you want us to proceed, over?
The Coast Guard makes a daring rescue attempt off the coast of Cape Cod after a pair of oil tankers are destroyed during a blizzard in 1952.
You know, they're saying this is going to be the biggest storm that ever hit the East Coast.
It's going to be hurricane strength in an hour.
Compass point you home.
Why'd you wait so long before you suggested going out on a date?
I just didn't know if you'd be attracted to me.
You're exactly how I pictured you.
Yeah?
Better.
Starring Chris Pine and Ben Foster, The Finest Hours is out on Friday the 19th.
What's this on the radio? Ship breaking up.
She's a T2 tanker, split right in half.
We got maybe 2-3 hours, and then we sink.
How to Be Single stars Rebel Wilson and Dakota Johnson.
Where are you going?
I'm going home.
I know breaking up sucks, but you know what's even worse? Wasting a night in New York City.
Give it to me, I'm worth it.
Let me teach you how to be single. Go get us some drinks.
Okay.
No, you don't buy the drinks. Boys buy the drinks.
New York City is full of lonely hearts seeking the right match. And what these characters have in common is the need to learn how to be single.
This is not my apartment. Sorry.
How to Be Single is rated 15 and in cinemas on Friday the 19th. Coming soon to cinemas, the long-awaited Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Is it really surprising that the most powerful man in the world should be a figure of controversy?
We, as a population on this planet, have been looking for a savior.
We're talking about a being alien whose very existence
they are not telling us the truth
challenges our own sense of priority. in the universe.
Human beings have a horrible track record of following people of great power.
Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
That's how it starts.
With Batman and Superman at war with one another, a new threat quickly arises, putting mankind in greater danger than it's ever known before. Dawn of Justice stars Ben Affleck and Henry Cavill and is released on the 25th of March.
The Nolan Show Cinema Rundown on BBC Radio Ulster.